Монголын дуу хоолой радио ярьж байна.
The Voice of Mongolia in English is speaking. Сайн байна уу? Welcome to the Voice of Mongolia in English, which comes to you from Ulaanbaatar, the capital city of Mongolia. This half-hour transmission can be heard in Southeast Asia at 900 UTC on 12085 kHz and in Europe at 1530 UTC on 12015 kHz shortwave. You can also visit our website at www.vom.mn/en and listen to an online version of our daily broadcast.
Hello, welcome to the Voice of Mongolia in English. In today's edition, we're going to present daily news first, and after the musical break, we'll be back with a talk about Mongolia's diplomatic relations with Turkey. So stay with us. Here is the news. President to hold a high-level online meeting with his South Korean counterpart. President of Mongolia, Hur Suk, will hold a high-level online meeting with President of the Republic of Korea, Moon Jae-in, on September 10. This will mark the first meeting between the presidents of the two countries in 4 years. Moreover, the sides will review the current state of political, economic, trade, investment, cultural, educational, and humanitarian relations between the two countries, and also identify future directions of relations and cooperation. It is also planned to exchange views on international and regional issues of mutual interest and to hold broader discussions to intensify implementations of projects and programs being realized through soft loans and grants, and also support people-to-people exchanges. Since the establishment of diplomatic relations between Mongolia and the Republic of Korea in 1990, bilateral relations and cooperation have expanded in all fields, and now the Republic of Korea has become an important trade and investment partner to Mongolia. During the summit, the two presidents will hold a discussion on elevating the comprehensive partnership between the two countries to a strategic partnership. Mongolian company joins the Blue Ribbon Program. National oldest and largest dairy producer Sujoint's company joined the Blue Ribbon Program of European Bank of Reconstruction and Development, or EBRD. By joining the program, Sujoint's company will receive an international and local advisory services specifically tailored for them. Moreover, the program supports Sujoint's company by offering a wide variety of exclusive know-how solutions and financing options that would maximize their capabilities. The Blue Ribbons is designed to create a special corporate relations between a company and the EBRD's network of 150 similar firms from 26 countries. To date, 56 firms have joined the global program, and the Sujoint's company became the 57th firm hailing from Mongolia. Sujoint's company previously received an advisory service from the EBRD and the European Union-funded program in enhancing marketing and improving financial management reporting. Discussion on a draft of basic guidelines for 2022 state monetary policy was held. The first discussion on draft of basic guidelines for 2022 state monetary policy was organized by the Bank of Mongolia. During the discussion, Bank of Mongolia, National Development Agency, the Ministry of Food, Agriculture and Light Industry, World Bank, International Finance Corporation, Mongolian Sustainable Finance Association, and the United Nations Development Program presented their research work done on inclusive economic growth and climate change and sustainable green financing. The draft of the basic guidelines for 2022 state monetary policy will be submitted to the autumn session of the parliament for an approval. As a global income inequality, quality of life, and climate change is negatively affecting the long and mid-term sustainable economic growth, the sides concluded that it is important to take immediate measures and develop and implement long-term results-oriented policies and strategies. The study suggested the importance of long-term, sustainable and consistent unified policy, private sector initiatives, technological advances, and also international cooperation to achieve tangible results. Women in a Digital Nation discussion to be held. The largest annual ICT exhibition in Mongolia. The ICT Expo is being expanded to be a national event leading to the Digital Nation with this year's edition and will be held at the National Amusement Park next weekend. During the three-day event, the discussions will be held under the theme Women in ICT Forum and Women in Digital Nation, involving domestic and international women who work in the industry. Those who are interested in participating in the forums can register by contacting Women in Digital Nation. In the framework of a Digital Nation 2021 forum at the amusement park, e-Mongolia to public service system will be introduced to the public, as well as the test of the 5G network will take place. There will also be a wide range of community activities, including esports, arts, and culture. Ambassador to Austria meets Austrian Foreign Ministry's Secretary General. Ambassador of Mongolia to the Republic of Austria, Batonglok, met with Peter Lansky, Secretary General at the Austrian Federal Ministry for European and International Affairs. They talked about expanding bilateral relations and cooperation, facilitating travel for citizens of the two countries, and stepping up joint efforts in the areas of finance, economy, agriculture, mining, road, transport, and infrastructure. State Secretary Peter Lansky expressed the pleasure with the expansion of relations between the two countries, saying the Austrian side will make high-level visits to Mongolia and provide the support within the United Nations and other international organizations. Ambassador Batonglok asked the Austrian Foreign Ministry to give focus to providing information on issues faced by Mongolians traveling to Austria and making consular services easier to access. So that's all for today's daily news. And after the musical break, we'll be back with a talk about Mongolia's diplomatic relations with Turkey. So stay listening.
Thank you.
Please welcome back to the Voice of Mongolia in English. In this edition, we're gonna present a talk about Mongolia's diplomatic relations with Turkey. Mongolia established diplomatic relations with Turkey in 1969. However, there were no active bilateral relations until the 1990s. Following Mongolia's opening to the rest of the world and following the political democratization and economic liberalization, the relations between the two countries expanded gradually in the areas including politics, security, culture, and education. the embassy of Turkey in Ulaanbaatar and the embassy of Mongolia in Ankara were opened respectively in 1996 and 97. Since the time, more than 100 bilateral agreements have been signed so far to strengthen the legal basis of the relations. From 2007, the Mongolian citizens have been traveling to Turkey without a visa for up to 30 days. Perhaps the two countries have a shared cultural history which has deep historical roots. There are many historical monuments in Mongolia which have reference to the Turks or Turkic peoples, the principal descendants of larger bands of nomads who roamed in the Altai Mountains in northern Mongolia. Two memorial installations erected by the ancient Turks are found in the Orhun Valley in southwestern Mongolia. They were erected in the honor of the Turkic ruler Bilge Khan and his brother Kultigin. These inscriptions made in the 8th century include the earliest written Turkic and Turkish words. Since 1994, the Turkish Cooperation and Developmental Agency, or TICA, provided over $30 million assistance for various projects to preserve and study the historical Mongolian monuments that are linked to Turkish past history. Here we have a talk with Mr. Ahmet Yazal, the Turkish ambassador to Mongolia.
In the field of history, we are assisting some research on historical remains around Mongolia because it's our joint historical heritage, and we would like to take part in it. And our development agency is now working on building a new museum around Tonyukuk Monument, and eventually we would like to also renew the old building in Harhorin around the Turkic monuments and replace it with a very modernized museum. We are also supporting symposiums and conferences on our historical heritage. So I mean, these are just examples of the things that we're doing. But we don't limit ourselves to one particular issue or one priority issue.
While this shared cultural heritage contributes to strengthening the bilateral relations, the Turkish assistance and cooperation spreads also to the Mongolian education system. In 1994, during Mongolia's early period of transition from a Soviet-style educational system to a Western-oriented one, Turkish educational entrepreneurs opened several high schools which offer a Western standard educational curriculum in English as well as in Mongolian and Turkish. So far, more than 3,000 Mongolian children have graduated from the Turkish high schools and pursued advanced degrees in Turkey and in some English-speaking countries. Mongolia and Turkey maintain close relations in the political sector. Turkey provides significant assistance to Mongolia's military and police forces. Since 2003, the two countries have institutionalized their defense cooperation through various agreements. Turkey is one of the greatest contributors to Mongolian police reform and education. Moreover, as one of the largest land force contributors to the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, or NATO, Turkey is a vital source of knowledge for the Mongolian military, as it seeks to adopt NATO operational and training standards. Turkey was one of the key supporters of including Mongolia in NATO's Partnership for Peace program. Lately, Turkey has also played a supporting role for Mongolia to become a partner in NATO missions across the globe.
Well, we have only one priority, and that is to improve our relations with Mongolia in every field. So no field has a priority over another. Well, they are all priorities for us. It can be in the field of education. We are providing scholarships for Mongolian children in Turkish universities. And we are actually working with the Mongolian Education Ministry to find ways to support educational efforts in Mongolia, in lower classes as well, in secondary schools and primary schools. Our development agency is providing support to Mongolian schools. That's in the field of education. In the field of health, we are taking every year a couple of Mongolian patients whose treatment is not possible in Turkey, in Mongolia to Turkey, and we are providing them free of charge treatment if we can, if we do have that possibility or capability in Turkey. We are supporting different agencies when they need to send their people for training to Turkey, and we are bringing trainers to Turkey. And in this instance, I can tell you, we are working with Ministry of Interior and Justice. We are working with Ministry of Foreign Affairs. We're working with Ministry of Finance. A lot of people from different government agencies are traveling to Turkey to receive training courses.
Economic and the trade relations constitute an important part of the bilateral relations between the two countries. Mongolia's geographical distance from Turkey, the lack of direct flights and difficult market conditions were factors hindering developments in this area. The direct flights between Ulaanbaatar and Istanbul expect to constitute an important milestone in our relations. It will certainly help us to further develop political contacts, business and commercial ties, as well as human relations between our countries and peoples. Let's again have a talk with Mr. Ahmet Yazal, the Turkish ambassador to Mongolia.
We are ready to discuss with Mongolian authorities to find a way together with Miat can fly to Turkey daily, and Turkish Airlines can fly to Miat to Mongolia daily. We believe that there is the potential. If we can do that, then we will have a big cargo air cargo capacity, and this will very quickly improve our economic and trade relations, and it will provide Mongolia a lot of benefit in terms of tourists. The first year we will have something like 15 to 20, and starting from there we will have at least 50,000 Turkish tourists visiting Mongolia every year. And when it comes to trade, well, bilateral trade level is something around $40 million now. It is nothing compared to the potential of Mongolia and Turkey, and it will very quickly raise to a couple of $100 million even in the first year.
Here we end this edition of The Voice of Mongolia in English. You heard the talk about Mongolia's diplomatic relations with Turkey. And thank you for listening. Have a great day ahead and goodbye until we talk to you again. I'm glad I touched you.
That's the end of the program, which comes to you from Ulaanbaatar, Mongolia. The Voice of Mongolia provides half-hour transmission to Southeast Asia at 900 UTC on 12085 kHz and in Europe at 1530 UTC on 12015 kHz shortwave. Your letters and emails are most welcome with your feedbacks and detailed reception report. Please send them to English Section, The Voice of Mongolia, CPO Box 365, Ulaanbaatar 13, Mongolia, or you can send us an email to vom_en@yahoo.com. Thank you for listening. 바이 스테.